Spinning Tree Theater in its fourth season is Kansas City's youngest equity theater company. Though it doesn't always do musicals, it's built a reputation with them. And its current production, Violet, features a title character unlike any other musical theater heroine. The two company founders are also the co-directors of Violet and talk to KCUR's Steve Walker as part of our monthly series, Director's Cut.
Let's have you two introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Michael Grayman. I'm Artistic Director of Spinning Tree Theater.
I'm Andy Parkhurst. I'm Managing Director of Spinning Tree Theater.
The title character is a young woman whose face is severely disfigured in an accidental run-in with an axe and traces her journey to an evangelist preacher who she thinks can heal her. This is not the typical musical theater heroine, correct?
Correct, yes.
Can you talk about her and what this young woman is about?
Again, she was scarred by the blade of an axe at the age of 13. And as we know what that can leave, what kind of effect that can leave on a child. And it was not healed properly. She refers to it at one point in the show that it was sewn up like an old shoe. And so this is a woman that is trying to get healed. And they've tried everything. They tried doctors. And this televangelist that's based in Tulsa, Oklahoma, is someone that she knows can do it because she's seen it on the TV. She's seen him hold his hands up and make the lame walk and in the past. So she makes that travel to Tulsa.
Andy, what would you say?
I think it's about forgiveness. It's about the scar that she carries on her face that she has to deal with society's reaction to. So there's a strong underdog theme, but also the bigger scar that she's carrying is the anger toward her father.
Speaking of that scar, the Broadway production chose not to have Sutton Foster, the actress playing her as an adult, use any makeup or prosthetics at all to show this injury. But yet the actress playing her younger self does. How do you handle that? Is that mandated in the script?
It actually is not. And I know for the original production at Playwrights Horizons in 1997, they also did not use any sort of makeup or prosthetic whatsoever. We are not going to be using makeup for either young Violet or Violet. Because again, it is about a scar that runs deeper. And again, because we as an audience are asked to use our imagination, we're going all the way with it.
What do you mean you're going all the way with it?
She describes the scar so beautifully, and we see the effect it has. We see the reactions from every other character when they look at her, what they're thinking about her. And so with that in mind, you don't need the makeup. You don't need the scar.
The physical scar would bring the audience's focus to the literal, but it would also bring their eye and their mind to the literal facial scar as opposed to the deeper internal scar that she's carrying, which is more significant.
Michael, would you say the show's score by Janine Tesori is gospel, country, a kind of a mix? It's not traditional Broadway music.
No, not at all. I always call it a mix of country, gospel, and bluegrass, which I think she's known pretty well for.
Andy, is there a song in the show that you think best exemplifies Violet's mindset, her journey?
I think that for me, the song On My Way, which is sort of the opening anthem, the big opening number of the show. We see many of the characters, we meet them for the first time on the bus. And that is the whole metaphor for the show is the journey, that I'm going somewhere, I have an aim, I've summoned up all of my courage and strength, and this is what I'm committing my life to, is making this choice.
Before another sunrise wakes me, before another night is gone, I'll find out where this highway takes me. You know I've got to travel on.
You two are both directing this, co-directing it. I don't recall many shows with two directors. How do you avoid getting to that cliche, too many cooks spoil the broth?
It actually has become more of a trend to have two directors. We have seen that in recent years. One of the things, when we were forming a theater company, we knew that we loved working together. We share the same talent, the same vision for a lot of things. And so what we find is that it's very easy for us to work together.
During previews, you give notes.
Correct.
That are very important to getting the show looking the way you want it to. Are your notes always synchronous or not?
Almost always. And then we also say, because you always hear this, we will contradict each other. And that's just life.
Spinning Tree Theater's production of Violet runs through November 23rd at Just Off Broadway Theater. For more information and a video of a rehearsal, check our website at kcur.org/arts. This is KCUR.